I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, it's been said that trying times can draw people closer to their faith. But a new survey suggests that many Americans are moving away from religion entirely. We'll find out more in our Faith Matters conversation. That's in just a few minutes. But first, President Obama is considering deploying National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. In remarks to regional reporters earlier this week, the president expressed concern about escalating drug violence in Mexico and its potential to spill over the border. Those concerns are shared by many officials in American border communities, like El Paso City Council member Beto O'Rourke. He'll be with us shortly. But with us now is Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez. She's the chair of the House Homeland Security Committee's Subcommittee on Border, Maritime, and Global Counterterrorism. That subcommittee held a hearing yesterday on border violence and to examine whether strategies and resources at the department were effective. Congresswoman Sanchez, welcome back. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you. It's always great to be with you, Michelle.
Well, thanks. Any headlines from the hearing? Did you learn anything that you didn't know?
Well, the first thing I want to say is that we have had several top secret and classified hearings with respect to the violence at the southern border of the United States. And just want to let people know, one of the reasons I held the hearing yesterday was to let Americans know what's going on, because there's a lot of misperceptions. First of all, I think the main thing is that this violence really escalates because of the drug wars going on there at the border, which means that because President Calderon, the Mexican president, has been so effective in clamping down on these cartels, that now the bad guys are really firing back, and they're trying to intimidate by decapitating people and all these killings of his police force and of his army and even of his government officials. That's Calderon's officials. And so while there's a lot of violence, it really hasn't leaked into the general public. There have been a few innocent bystanders, but by and large, the cartels are not going after tourists and not going after Americans. We are afraid, though, that they'll get desperate, and it may spill over into that, either into American tourists going into Mexico or across the border into our own city.
And as I mentioned, that President Obama said in this interview he did with reporters from the area that he's considering the question of sending National Guard troops to the border. He said certainly no decision has been made yet. What's your take on that?
I think we're very far away from that. Certainly, if we have to, if it gets to the point where the only thing we can use is to mobilize our military there, of course we will do that. And remember, he was talking about National Guards, which is different than our active military army. And but I think we're very, very far away from that. Obviously, we have a big law enforcement group. They're called the ICE and the Border Patrol. They're almost 40,000 strong. They work along that border. They're doing investigations. We are mostly getting them the intelligence information that they need. We are getting them other assets, if you will, that will help them to do a better job to find these people and to eliminate them, get them out of the way, get them in prison, etc., so that the cartel wars stop, in effect.
You mentioned earlier that the Mexican president, Felipe Calderon, is taking aggressive steps to confront the drug cartels. But recently, some Mexican officials, the Mexican ambassador, for example, who was on this program, and even U.S. officials are talking about the role that the United States plays in the drug war. This came up at the hearing, for example, that in fact, there was a recent Dallas Morning News editorial expressing the view that when it's U.S. dollars purchasing the drugs and Americans supplying the military caliber weaponry to Mexico's drug lords, we can no longer look at it as their problem. Are there steps the U.S. should be taking to stop the flow of arms to the Mexican cartels?
In fact, we discussed that in the hearing. 90% of the guns that are going into Mexico, and these are not handguns, these are assault weapons, these are real army-type weaponry. 90% of that is coming from the United States, and much of it is coming from the area along the Mexican border, where within a mile of the border, you see hundreds of gun shops. It's illegal, actually, to sell arms in the United States to transport over into Mexico. And so we're going to work aggressively to pinpoint exactly who is doing a bad job as a gun shop owner or as a gun show promoter, and try to put some resources to that to stop that.
And Congressman, it sounds to me like you're in transit, so we're going to let you go. Shirley, I just wanted to ask you one more question. This whole question of the virtual fence, this is an issue that has been in and out of the headlines over the course of the last couple of years. The government's already spent about $600 million on this project to secure the southern border. Last year, $20 million prototype stretch along Arizona's border was scrapped because of all the glitches. What is your view, as briefly as you can, on whether this project should go forward? Is this the best way to keep the southern border secure?
Well, theoretically, we should be able to build a virtual fence. And the reason we want to build it is that we want to move people to go to the corridors where we can have our ICE and our Border Patrol in those specific corridors to apprehend people who are trying to cross into our United States. So it should work. It hasn't worked at this point. They've prototyped quite a bit. Unfortunately, that initial project, they told us was going to be part of the real program. They didn't do a very good job with it. And now we're looking at the lessons learned from that and trying to figure out if we can, in fact, build this virtual fence and save some money. And we can't, you know.
Okay.
The best thing is always to have a person at the border able to apprehend people.
Okay.
But that would be incredibly costly on a 2,000-mile-plus border with Mexico.
All right, Congresswoman, it sounds like you're in transit. We're going to let you get to where it is that you're going. Congresswoman Loretta Sanchez represents California's 47th district. She's also the chair of the House Subcommittee on Border, Maritime, and Global Counterterrorism, which held a hearing on border security yesterday. She joined us from Garden Grove, California. Congresswoman, thank you.
Thank you so much.